we're going through a couple of... No, this one is... It's very interesting. I found it really fascinating information over here. And we are talking about the letters. The letters Aleph. Let's start with letter Aleph. Aleph. So let's go 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll go through the bits of information over here. Number one. Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. Okay, that's number one. Okay, everyone knows that. Okay. Number two. Gematria of Aleph is?
One.
Beautiful. Excellent.
So far, so good.
Number three. It represents Hashem's unity. Right? We find when you say the word Echad in the Shema, you're meant to think Aleph is one. Chet is God is the King of seven dimensions above and one dimension below. Our dimension. Eight is seven above, seven heavens above and one below. And the Dalet is Hashem is the King of over four directions of the compass. So Aleph is one. Always Aleph is one. One God. Echad. One God. Seven heavens, one earth, and four directions. Hashem is the King. We're making God the King in everywhere. Making God the King of all the worlds above. We're making God the King of the world below, in all directions of this world. Okay, number four. It is the first letter of the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Aleph is, Hashem is one. Okay. Number five. The first time it is used in the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim. Elohim is God's name. Letter Aleph is, it's interesting, it's Bet Aleph. We're going to talk about Bets. Why is the Bet before the Aleph? Okay, we're going to talk about it when we talk about Bets. But just a general idea is the Bet represents that Hashem created two realities. This world and the next world. The body and the soul. That's a duality. This world is a world of duality. The worlds above is Aleph. The worlds of Aleph. The worlds of one. Everything is unity. This is the world of duality, and that's why Bet is so important. This world, Bet is the most important letter. The Torah starts letter Bet because the Torah is talking about this world where there's duality, which we're going to talk about when we get to letter Bet. Bet represents this world.
I thought it was the second creation.
Yeah, there's different explanations. Okay. At that time, there were four tagim on the Bet, which are four crowns on the Bet. Today, we put one crown on the Bet. But at those times, there were four crowns on the Bet. And Bet is number two, which means the second world of creation. It's actually the fourth world of creation and the second of intelligent life. Don't know. Don't ask me any more questions. That's all I know. But, so it's used in the word Elohim, Bereshit bara Elohim, Bet Aleph. Interesting. Aleph is the letter number three. The third letter. Number six. It represents the first in the ladder of revelation. Atzilut. Aleph. Atzilut. Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. Atzilut is Aleph. So that's the closest, that's the highest level to God. Atzilut comes from the word Etzel, next to Hashem. Closest world next to Hashem. Okay, number seven. Fully spelt out. Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Fe. Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Fe. Numerical value? 111. 111. 111. Interesting. Aleph is 1. Aleph spelt out. Aleph, Lamed, Fe. Aleph is 1. Lamed is 30. And Fe is 80. 111. Imagine, all ones. Aleph is one. Aleph spelled out is also 111. Amazing, amazing. And if you read the Aleph, Aleph is 1,000. So in other words, all the numerical values start with one, Aleph. Right? So it starts the units, the tens, the hundreds, and the thousands, all Alephs. Right? Very amazing, amazing. Number 10. Aleph stands for Alufo Shel Olam. Alufo means the leader of the world, the master of the world, which is Hashem. Aleph, Alufo. Aleph, Aluf. Aluf, if you go to the Israeli army, Aluf is very high. One of the Katsinim is called Aluf. Aluf Mishneh, Aluf. I don't know exactly. The general. He's the general. Aluf. So Aleph also hints to Hashem. Not just the unity of Hashem, but also the greatness of Hashem. Aluf, Hashem is the greatest. So interesting, very interesting. The Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem's essence is symbolized by the Aleph, which is subsequently clothed with the next letter, Bet. Now, this is a very important idea, which I'm going to talk about. I have to explain this idea. The idea that everything is a layer. A layer. And in Kabbalistic terms, it's talked about as a clothing. Right? Well, I mentioned many times that a person is the garment of their soul. right? We've talked about it many times, right? So what am I talking about? And the answer is that the holiest world is in the middle. The world, the next world is around it, like a garment of it. And the next world is the garment of that. Next world is the garment of that, it keeps going, garment of that, it keeps on going. It's like the peels of an onion. That's why this world is compared to the peels of an onion. That means the further out you are, the further away you are from the holiness. Obviously, the holiness permeates all the way through. But we're getting holiness from far away, from distant. Right? Hashem is everywhere, but in different concentrations, as we know. Why do you pray in the shul? Because the shul is more concentrated on Hashem. How do you get more concentrated on Hashem? Because we made it for holy purposes, and therefore there's more kedusha. There's more kedusha. There's more God. Right? The holier the place, the more concentration of God there is. The less holy the place, the less concentration of God is. It's like concentric circles, going out and out and out. Right? So, for example, Atzilut is in the center. Well, let's say Atzilut is the highest. It's not. There's other worlds beyond that. So let's say it's in the center, they have Bria around it, you have the Yitzhak around it, you have the Asiya around it. Okay? So when I say this, the body, the person is a garment of the soul, so there's different parts of the soul. A person is surrounding part of the soul and is being surrounded by other parts of the soul which are even higher. That's what I mean. Okay? So that's what I mean. Everything is a garment. You are made up of different layers, right? Even the skin. How many layers of skin are there? Dermis, epidermis, at least two, but there's many. Many different layers of skin. It's amazing how the skin is made. Layer, layer, layer. Then you go further into the body, there's another layer, further layer. Another layer, 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 layer. There's layers, all layers, one on top of the other. Huh?
Three layers
of skin. Okay. You're the expert. So, but it's interesting that the worlds work like that. The worlds work in layers. Everything is layers. Everything is a malbush. So therefore, the Baal Shem Tov says, the Aleph is the central letter, and the Bet is around it. Okay, it's a layered. It's a layered. The Aleph is the most central letter. It stands for God. It stands for unity. All the other letters are clothed around it. They all get their light from the Aleph. Amazing concept. Amazing concept. So the Aleph is enclosed within the letter Bet, and the Bet is enclosed by the letter Gimel, and so on through all the remaining letters. Each letter becomes the spiritual essence of the next. Hear that? What does that mean? That means the highest level world is the soul of the next world. The second world is the soul of the third world. The third world is the soul of the fourth world, and so on and so forth. It is relative to the fourth world, the third world is much holier. It's like a soul to a body. Relative to the third world, the second world is a soul to the body. Relative to the first world, the first world is a soul to the second world. Understand? Everything is in layers. So you look at... right. You look at someone, he's wearing how many garments in the winter, he wears like layers. He has to wear layers. Take out one layer, another layer. Take out one layer, same thing applies to the worlds. Take one, you strip one layer of worlds. And that's the hard part of seeing Hashem. Because Hashem is clothed with all these garments which separate us from him. These garments can separate us from him. We have to go and find out exactly. So a person may see in his dream, may see angels. So angels is just another garment. And beyond the angels, you may see the Merkava. That's another garment. And beyond that, you may see, we can't see Hashem. You can get a glimpse of His glory. Okay. So Aleph provides the highest spiritual essence for all letters. That's number 13. Aleph provides this highest spiritual essence of all the letters. It's the neshama of all the letters. Can you imagine? Aleph is the neshama. In the Ashuric script, right? How do you write an Aleph? Aleph. Yud on top and Yud underneath. Yud, Vav, Yud. How much is that, Gematria? 26. 26 is God's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. So imagine, just the Aleph itself encompasses God's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. How? Because the Gematria of Yud, Vav, Yud is 26. So exactly, it says, so there's a Yud above, there's a Vav in between, and there's a Yud below. It's interesting, look at this. Think about this. What does Yud represent? There's Hashem above, and there's like a break. What is this break? The material, the physical. And under that, there's another Hashem. Hashem is one, but the material splits it. That's why we say, "Be'yom ha'hu yeh Hashem echad." On that day, we say, on Shabbat, right? Where's it from? Zechariah. We learned it from Zechariah. Right? We learned on Shabbat. "Be'yom ha'hu yeh Hashem echad." On that day, Hashem will be one. What do you mean, no split? The youth will meet, Hashem will meet. Hashem is one. Hashem is one. The yuds represent an indivisible point. Above it refers to God, below it refers to the essence of the soul. The two divide through the carnation of the soul, but the connecting or meeting point is the Vav. The veil between the worlds. So you have Hashem above, you have the body in between, and you have Hashem below, which is the soul of the person. Think about it. The soul and Hashem are divided by the body. Right? A person's got to find their soul within their body. How do you find your soul within the body? The answer is through meditating. A person's got to find their soul. That's what we're trying to do. You can only reach Hashem through our souls. When you're praying through your soul. You're trying to meditate to the point where your soul is linking to Hashem. How do you talk to Hashem? So you talk to Hashem, but you're talking to Hashem, but really it's going through your soul. It's going through your soul. Okay, so the Yud above represents God. The Vav in between represents the body, the physical, and the Yud below represents the soul. That body is the break between the two. And what he does, that's why the higher levels of prophets, they always, their body was like, we're going to talk about, their body was like a shoe. We're going to talk about embed, not a bed. And that's why Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes. What do you mean take off your shoes? Because take off your body. How do you take off your body? How do you take off your body? How do you remove yourself from your body? And the answer is, don't think any physical thoughts. Your mind now is out of your body. That's how you remove the body from you. How do you move your body? Take off your body. Imagine. Superman takes off his name. Superman. So. And the answer, we take off our body, we see soul. How do you see soul without... How do you remove your body? The answer is, it's all in your mind. Remove yourself from the physical world, and you're not in the physical world. You're in a spiritual world. It's amazing. It's where your mind is. So a mind can be with the angels, a mind can be even higher than that. And the soul's where your mind is. That's where the soul is. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Let's just read that again.
Don't we have something like that when we're sleeping?
If you're lucky, yes. A person who is lucky, yes. The person's soul goes into the worlds above. Knowing that it's going to the worlds above, it can direct its soul to where it wants to go. That's amazing. It can direct its soul to where it wants to go. We said here, there are some people who go to certain class, certain shirim. The guy can say, I want to go to the shir of the Rambam. The soul goes to the shir of Rambam. Arizal can do that. He goes to any shir he wanted. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and go one day here, one day there. So that's very fascinating. Yes. But on the other hand, the rabbis say, sleep is 1/60th of death. So for a lot of people, it's death. It's close to death.
Death is the separation between the body and the soul.
Yes, because the body is now 1/60th dead.
There is a separation.
So the soul goes up, and the body is considered dead. And that's why in the morning we have to wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands? To get off the spirit of defilement which comes in, because it's 1/60th of death. Okay. So that's a beautiful idea. The Yud represents Hashem. The line in between, the Vav in between, represents the physical body, and the Yud below represents the soul. Or the Vav is the veil between the worlds. Okay, number 60. The three letters, Vav and two Yuds, have an overall gematria of 26 we talked about, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So numerically, number one. Symbolically, right, Aleph represents Aluf, Alufo, which is the general, which is the great king. And graphically, the Aleph represents Hashem. All different parts of the Aleph represent Hashem. The number of Hashem. The number, the meaning, and the symbol represents Hashem. Amazing, amazing. Number 17. In this meditation, the Yud symbolized Hashem's realm, the created heavens and earth, while the Vav represents the emerging point, the bridge between man's awareness and his soul or higher self. Okay? So the Vav is the bridge between our thoughts and Hashem. We have to meet Hashem by crossing that bridge. Okay, we have to cross the bridge of our thoughts and meet Hashem. We talked about that. We talked about, that is the angels, the Kruvim, remember? The Kruvim guarding the Gan Eden. Remember Kruvim guarding Gan Eden? Remember that? Well, the Kruvim guarding, where's Gan Eden? Gan Eden, he says, it's in your mind. It's a state of mind which these angels, with what are they guarding it with? They're guarding it with Lahat Acherev. They're guarding it with the swirling swords, he says, which is our propensity to think 50 thoughts at the same time. In other words, you can't think of Gan Eden when your mind is going here and there. That's a flaming sword. So we have to get past that. How do you get past that? By focusing your mind. A person's got to learn how to focus the mind. It's so hard, boy. Today we are distracted. These phones, they're a terrible disaster. Why? Yeah, exactly. It's not the phone. In every generation, you know, there's so many distractions. It's not the phone. It's a phone is just a tool. It's how we use it. So a person can learn how to switch it off, especially during the tefillah. Imagine, in the middle of the tefillah, the phone goes off. Put off the phone. Put off the phone. At least put off the sound. Don't vibrate. Even then, it vibrates in your pockets. It's vibrating. So a person's thinking, well, who is it? I wonder who it is. I wonder if I get an email to get this. It's hard to focus today. It was always hard to focus. Since the time of the Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't concentrate the first time in your Shmon Esrei, don't repeat it. Because who says you're going to concentrate again? Actually, it's Ramah. And Moshe Salis. So this is talking about 500 years ago already. They couldn't concentrate. So it's not just the cell phone. It's the fact that physiologically, we're not able to concentrate. We're here, they're there. All the minds are focusing all over the place. And that's Lahat HaCheref. That's the flaming sword which would flash minds all over the place. Okay. So interesting, the Rambam writes, look at this, the Rambam says, division is needed where two items are essentially one. The physical world divides the spiritual world into two. We can see, we think we see Hashem is above. And this physical world is dividing our perception of Hashem. It's breaking our perception of reality. Reality is everything is Hashem. But we see things around us and we don't see that. So it's breaking the reality. That's the vav in between the yud on top and yud below. Interesting. So that's a meditation. These are different points. 17 points on the Aleph. Should we recap quickly? You're writing this down, Hope. Number one, Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. Number two, it has a gematria one. Number three, it's a symbol of God's simple and absolute oneness. As the Rambam says, when you say Echad in the Shema, you have to think, He is uniquely one. He's not like a one, like anything else, like one person, right? One person has different parts to it. Hashem is a uniqueness, that you can't compare Hashem to anything else. Because He's one. In every single aspect of Hashem, there's unity. You can't say He has hands, feet, legs, ears, nose, mind. There's no thing. It's all one. Oneness, unity. That's why you can't even understand it. It's a unique unity. Number four, it's the first of the Ten Commandments, Anochi, meaning I. And the first time it's used, number five, is in the word Elohim, Bereshit bara Elohim, Aleph. And number six, it represents the first and the ladder of revelation, which is the first world of emanation, which is Atzilut. So that's the ladder of emanation, the highest ladder is Atzilut. And spelled out fully, Aleph has a numerical value of 111, which is 111. Interesting. It also is Aleph, which is 1,000. So all the units, tens, hundreds, and thousands, all 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Interesting. The four digital groups all point to the number 1, which is pointing to Hashem. We call God Alufo Shel Olam. Aluf, Aleph, Aleph, Aluf. The master of the universe. So besides this numerical value, Aleph or Aluf is the only letter whose name hints at Hashem. The name of the letter hints at Hashem. Bet is by it. It doesn't hint to Hashem. Okay, it hits that this world is a house for God. So, but it's not into the God itself. According to the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem's essence is symbolized by the Aleph, which is subsequently enclosed within the next letter, Bet. We said all the letters, there's garments. The garments of the next letter is garment of the next letter, the garment. Like, right? So all the letters, the holiest letter is the Aleph, which is right in the middle. And it gives the essence, it's the soul of all the other letters. The more internal the letter is, the holier the letter. So Aleph, then Bet, then Gimel, then Yad, going down that. Each letter becomes the spiritual essence of the next letter. So that's how our souls work. Right? The body, you have the body, and inside the body is the nefesh. And inside the nefesh is the ruach. And inside the ruach is the neshama. And inside that, it doesn't even fit. It's outside the body. The chaya yechidah are outside the body. Even the neshama usually doesn't come in. I'm just saying, it's like the lower the level, the outer the level. The holier the level, it's like the heart, it's right inside. The main organs are internal organs which are inside. They're clothed. The main organs. Clothed. It's interesting that there's a diaphragm in the body. It's amazing, amazing. Hashem made it. If you open up the human body, it's so clean. There's no blood. People don't realize that. I mean, I did it on animals. I used to check the lungs of animals. Or scoopy. It's spooky. It's very spooky. You know, when you've done it the first time, it's like very spooky. Why? Right? The animal is fresh from the shechita. And you open it up. You open up the cavity. It's white inside. Hashem painted it all white. You see the lungs hanging, and you see the heart hanging. amazing, amazing, amazing. But then there's a diaphragm, which is separating the upper half from the lower half of the animal. Amazing. Inside the person is a diaphragm, separating the stomach and the intestines from the upper half. Amazing. You know, that's why it's like we say to wear a belt, separate your, when you pray, when you say a bracha, you have to separate your upper half from your lower half. But it's inside, it's already done. Hashem did it for you. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It's so clean and so pristine. It's pristine. The body inside is pristine. You think it's full of blood and guts? Not. And if you cut the skin, you get blood on it. There's no. But inside, if you don't cut anything, you just cut this open, the cavity is all white inside. It's a membrane making it white. It's like pure. Very beautiful. How Hashem made it, designed it. It's amazing. So, can you imagine, you open a car engine and you see it's clean. And you can tell how good the car is all the way, by the way. The car can run without oil. It's a very good car. Can you imagine? Sometimes the oil goes out and the engine burns out. Some cars, the engine doesn't burn out. I can't tell you. I'm not advertising today, but I can. You ask me, I'll tell you afterwards. But it's amazing. So anyway, so the Aleph is made of Yud, Vav, Yud. Two Yuds. Right? Two Yuds. We said the Gematria of Yud is 10. The Vav is 6. And the other Yud is 10. So you have 26, which is the Gematria of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. So Aleph represents God numerically. Aleph represents God symbolically. And Aleph represents God in the Gematria as well. And Aluf, in the name for Aleph as well. Okay. So the Yud above symbolizes Hashem, the holy realm. Hashem. And the Vav represents the merging point, the bridge between man's awareness and his soul. Okay. So that's everything is one. Unity, and the Vav in between divides it. Okay, we're moving now into Bet. Let's go to letter Bet. You ready for letter Bet? Bet. Number one. Bet means house, a bite. Bet means a house. Just like Aleph means Aluf, which is general or greatness. Bet stands for house, inside of, or be, the word be. Bereshit, in the beginning, inside, in the beginning, right? Which is very fascinating, because the word beginning, reshit chokhmah yirat Hashem. Reshit starts with the letter chokhmah, stands for chokhmah, which is one of the highest spheres, right? Chokhmah bin adat, chabad, right? Chokhmah. So really, chokhmah, bereshit bala, okay. Chokhmah created bina. Okay, I'm not going to this very big Kabbalistic thing. So, bet means house or inside of. It suggests an outer and an inner world. Right? It suggests two worlds. It suggests Olam Haba, it suggests Olam Hazeh. Hashem created two worlds. Inner world and the outer world. The second letter of the alphabet, numerical value of 2, signifies duality. Hashem is one, but he created two. He created duality. That's the hard part of living in this world. Because everything we see over here points to 2. Right? Let's go through that. Right? An amalgamation of dualities. Right? Dichotomies. Following all of the letter of unity, Bet suggests a body hiding that unity. A covering of deeper reality. So Bet is number 2 to Aleph, which is number 1. It's the cover, it's the house for the Aleph, which is the covering of the Aleph. It's hiding God. This world hides God. How do you know? He's Melech HaOlam. What's Olam? Olam for the word Alem, which is hidden. The world hides God. The Bet symbolizes the clothing around God, which is the house for God, which is you can't see Hashem because you see the house, you can't see Hashem. Who created, that's Avraham Avinu's question, right? The famous Midrash about the palace. He goes to the palace and he sees all the lights are on. And he says, who is the builder of the palace? Who is the builder of the palace? Right, most people just say, oh, palace. The world's a palace. Okay, good. Evolution. There's no building. Avraham Avinu says, there must be a builder. Everything has a builder. Who is the builder? He started looking for the builder until Hashem revealed himself to him. So that's the Bet. The Bet represents the surreality, which surrounds the reality of Hashem's presence. Number 5. Bet stands for Beria. Bereshit Bara. Bore. Creator. The world of creation. The second of the 4 spiritual worlds. So you have Atzilut. Aleph is Atzilut, very nicely. Highest level, Aleph. Bet is the second level, which is Bria. Very fits very nicely. And the second level is also called in the Zohar, Alma de Piruda, the world of separation. Because it results from the hiding of Hashem's light. The second world is hiding the light of the first world. It's hiding Hashem's light, as distinct from the simple and perfect unity of Atzilut, which is the Aleph. So Bet is the duality, It's hiding the unity of God. Amazing, profound, very profound. This world hides the unity of God. Number four. Bet is the first letter of the Torah. Why? Why is Bet? Why does the Torah start with Bet? Bet not start with Aleph. The Ten Commandments starts with Aleph. And the answer is because Bet represents the reality of our world. It's hiddenness of Hashem, the duality of the world. Number seven. This is amazing. And this is the Or Chaim HaKadosh of Chaim Ben Attar. He says the entire Torah is contained in the letter Bet. The Bet is like the house for the whole Torah. Whatever that means, okay? The whole Torah is contained in the letter Bet. Bet is also the first letter of the first two words of the Torah. It's not just the first word of the Torah, Bereshit Bara, Bet, Bet. The Aleph is number three, Bereshit Bara. In the beginning he created. Indicating the Bet epitomizes our world and the process of its creation. Our world is a vehicle to a higher reality. A vessel to an eternal inner light, and its creation is through the process of hastara. What's hastara? Hiddenness. Seter. Yoshev baseter elyon. He who hides in the hidden of high. That's the most powerful psalm. 91. Psalm 91. If you're ever scared of anything, if you're in trouble in your life, say Psalm 91. Say it a few times. It's the most powerful psalm in terms of breaking through the kali. Breaking through the things that the shells around us of uncleanliness. That's why it's part of the evening prayers before you go to sleep. In Psalm 91, very powerful. Yosheb beseter elyon. Look at how David HaMelech, he addresses Hashem as he sits in the hiddenmost high. Yosheb beseter, in private, in secret, in the highest places. Amazing. So the Bet is the process through which Hashem is hidden. The creation of the world hides Hashem. Olam. The Olam hides Hashem. So it's why is it, how does it hide Hashem? Because it's full of dualities. It's full of opposites, contradictions, soul and body, light and darkness, spirit and physical, the holy and the profane. Dualities. I don't see God, I don't see unity over here, I see dualities in this world. Amazing. Man, woman, duality, duality, duality. Everywhere you go, dualities. Amazing, right? So Bet represents duality, and the Bet is hiding the Aleph. Don't forget the Aleph is inside the Bet. All the letters go around each other. So the Aleph is inside the Bet. The essence of the Aleph and the Bet, the hidden and the apparent dichotomous reality, are expressed through the gematria and shape. So the gematria Aleph is one. The gematria Bet is two. The shape of Aleph is Yud, Vav, Yud, which you said is Hashem above, and the soul below, and the body in between, or the physicality is the break. Whereas Bet is interesting, very, very fascinating. Bet is, how do you shape a Bet? If you look at the Sefer Torah, look at a Bet. If you open a Siddur and show everyone the Bet. Can you open a book and see, show everyone the Bet? So Bet is made up of two letters. It's a Dalet on top of a Vav. Think about it. It's a Dalet on top of a Vav. So, what is a Dalet on top of a Vav? What does a Dalet symbolize on top of a Vav? The Dalet is in the throat of a Vav. The Dalet symbolizes the soul, and the Vav symbolizes the body. You get that? The Dalet symbolizes, can you show everyone? The Dalet symbolizes the soul, it's in the neck. The Dalet is resting in the neck of the Vav. The Dalet symbolizes the soul, and the Vav symbolizes the body, and it's touching the throat of the Vav. Symbolizes the soul's descent into the body. Amazing, right? The soul's seat remains between the two membranes of the brain. Where's the soul inside? The membranes of the brain. But it travels via the throat to the heart and the chest. Its aura extending to the solar plexus, which is the stomach. The soul's power extends right to the bottom. And the soul is made up of different parts. The five parts of the soul, right? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. But only three are inside the body, and those two are outside, and they're counted as one. So that's the Dalet. The Dalet represents four parts of the soul. So broadly speaking, the gematria of Dalet, which is four, varying levels of the soul reflecting the four spiritual worlds. Right? What are the four spiritual worlds again? Asiya, Yetziria, Briya, Atirut. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. That's going the other way. I'm going to sign for the bottom. Asiya, Yitzira, Briya, Atzilut. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. So four. There's a Yechida, which is above that. We're not going to talk about that. It's from a higher world. So now, if you look at the Dalit is the soul going into the body. The body is above. Which part of the soul goes into the body? The lowest. The lowest part of the soul goes into the body. The biggest part of the Dalit is right here. It doesn't go anywhere near the body. Think about it. Only the lowest part of the soul goes into the body. The majority of the soul is up there. Up in the heavens. That's why we have to try and bring it down to us. We have to try and reach up to get it. Because the vast majority of our soul we didn't even touch. Most people do not even touch their spiritual potentials. Because the vast majority of the soul is up. We have to get it into us. Or go up to get it. And go up to meet it. And we go up through our meditation. So Dada touching the throat of the Vav symbolizes the soul's descent into the body. The soul seat remains between the two membranes of the brain, whatever's inside the head. When it travels via the throat to the heart and the chest, an aura extends to the solar plexus. The soul is made up of various parts, as we said. That's the Dalit. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Only the so-called foot of the soul enters the person. It's called the foot of the soul. Think about that. It's called the foot of the soul. And that's why the body is called the shoe. Take off your shoe, Hashem says to Moshe. But this applies to all of us. Every time you pray, the Shulchan Aruch says, take off your shoe. What do you take off your shoe? Not your shoe, but your body. Don't think physical thoughts when you pray. You're meant to take off. It's called hitpashtut ha-gashmiut. Removing the physicality. That's taking off one shoe. So interesting, when you go into the temple, you have to take off your shoes.
Well, the Kohanim, when they took it also.
That's the only vestige we have of the temple. But in those days, everyone went to the temple. Take off your shoes. Why? Now we can understand. It's symbolic of the body. When you take off your shoes, you're meant to think, I'm taking off my body. I'm going in there as a soul now. It's very hard to think about these things. So the Vav, the Dalit going into the Vav, only the foot of the Dalit goes into the Vav, and therefore the foot, the Vav is the shoe of the foot. The Vav becomes the shoe of the foot. So the physical body is a shoe to the soul. It's an amazing concept. This is brought down by the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, in Gate 1, Chapter 5. And this is the deeper meaning of Moshe being told to remove his shoes of the burning bush. And every time we pray, you've got to do this. Take off your shoes. What does it mean, take off your shoes? Remove your physicality from yourself. It's so hard to do. Because all we think about all the time is physicality. We're thinking about our physical things. But how can you think of physical things when you're asking Hashem for brains? Not physical. Chokhmah, Binah, Da, these are spiritual things. When you're asking Hashem for teshuvah, it's not physical, it's a spiritual thing. When you're asking Hashem for slicha, it's not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. So at least the first few blessings, the person should be in the spiritual realm. And then we get more physical and more, right? Only at certain times, there's a soul's high elements for the neshama, exactly. During prayer, on Shabbat, or meditation, or through a mitzvah, can we get the higher parts of our soul. That's it. Unless a person is a very high level of thinking about Hashem all the time. It's so hard to do. So, what is the letter Dalit and how does it represent the soul? And the answer is Dalit represents the word Delit. Doorway. A doorway. The Delit is the doorway. The soul is the portal out of the physicality of the universe. I want to go outside the physical universe. My Delit is my Dalit. The Delit is the soul. Through the soul, I can go outside of physicality into Hashem's realm. Arba nichnesu leparades. Four enter the parades, which is God, the higher realms. How do you go through the higher realms? And the answer is through the Dalit. What's the Dalit? The four levels of the soul. That's the Dalit. The doorway to the higher levels is. It's amazing. People think there's actually a doorway, a physical doorway. Yaakovinu, Enzeki, Betanim, Zeshara, Sharon. This is the gateway to heaven. Where's the gateway to heaven? And the answer is not physical place, it's right here in our heads. It's a door to God. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Go out from yourself.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Right. You go out yourself. Go out from yourself. Find the higher dimension. Anyway, so interesting. The bet is the Dalit, and that Dalit represents the soul. Why does Dalit represent the soul? Because Dalit is the Delit to the higher worlds. The soul is the Delit, is the doorway to the higher worlds. Dalet also represents thanks. Why? Yudke Vavke, you put a Dalet in Yudke Vavke, you get Yehuda. Yehuda is, Leah named her fourth son Yehuda, Ata Odel Hashem. Now I will thank you, Hashem. So Dalet also that represents Hoda, thank you. And the only root letter found in all its forms is Dalet. Dalet relates to the poor, right? Dal, poor person. So that's why Dalet is relates to the word Dalut, which is poverty. Why? Because the door is like a break in the fabric of the building. It's the weakest part of the building. If the burglar wants to break in, either window or door, right? It's the weakest part of the building. I can't break through the wall. I'm going to break through the wall otherwise. So that's why it's poor. A Dalet and a Dalet and Dalut related. Amazing. Amazing. So Dalet represents the soul as natural humility. That's the poverty. A soul is humble. The soul knows God, and if it's humble, the body doesn't know God, if it's ego. The ego comes from the body, it doesn't come from the soul. The soul represents humility. The soul gives you gratitude. It doesn't come from the body, it comes from the soul. By thanking Hashem, the ego connects and resonates with the soul. It places a Dalet thankfulness and the soul into the Ani. Ani, me, the ego. Transforming Ani into Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You're putting your soul into Ani, that's Hashem. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai. Right? It's Ani, me, with the Dalet of the soul inside it. Getting out of my ego. I am Ani, Ani, me, I. I put the Dalet of thank you, of humility into it, I get Hashem. Psst, that's amazing. And that Dalet comes from the letter Bet. The Dalet on top of the Bet. I'm not talking about Dalet, I'm talking about Bet. But the bed is made up of two letters, Dalet and Vav. Hashem reciprocates, placing a Dalet between his name. If I put a Dalet in the Ani, if I put my soul into the Ani, I get Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, which is Hashem. Hashem says, you put a Dalet in your name, I'll put a Dalet in my name. And I put a Dalet in Yud Kei Vav, you get Yehuda. A name symbolizing Hashem's desire for a receptacle can receive his holiness. And that's why the Mashiach will come from Yehuda. He's the receptacle to get godliness into this world. David also. Two Dalets, right? Two Dalets and a Vav. And the Vav. So what happened is, he's humble at the beginning, and he's humble at the end. Why? Because he knows everything comes from above. The Vav points above. The Vav shows that's David HaMelech. Whatever he did, he said, thank you Hashem for doing this. He did it, but he didn't. Humility. It's Hashem did it. This is amazing. This is so beautiful. It's amazing. As man and cosmos are linked, changes in one affect the other. That's the point that we don't really understand. We can change the worlds above. They don't change us, we change them. Amazing. We have the ability. That's the whole Nefesh HaChaim in one foot. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, this is big Chiddush. Is we always think that we are the puppets and Hashem is pulling our strings. He said, no, Hashem created us to be the puppet masters of the worlds above. We are pulling the strings of the worlds above. If we want good things from the worlds above, we have to pull the good strings. If we want bad things, we'll get bad things. We are pulling the strings. How do you pull the strings? Why? What you do over here, you're pulling strings of the worlds above. So, from the universal perspective, Vav represents Hashem's divinity within the world, while Dalet represents the Shekhinah. That's a very high level. Vav is Vak, and Dalet is the Malchut. Okay. So the Bet represents two horizontals. Now let's think about this. The Bet is also, it's not just a Dalet and a Vav, it's also two horizontals with a vertical in between. It's two horizontal lines joined by the vertical. It's very fascinating. Two horizontal lines with a vertical depicts Hashem's connection between heaven and earth. So here, heaven, earth, and Hashem is connecting the two. That line is the Hashem connected to the two. And that's the equilibrium between the body and the soul. As we say in every morning, Hashem, Elokai Neshama Shenatatami Torah, Hashem, you put the soul, which is pure inside of me, you breathe it into me, and you keep it within me. So the soul and the body are linked by Hashem keeping it within us. That line of the bed. So the top line is the soul, bottom line is the body. Spiritual world, physical world, Hashem is linking the two. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We'll continue.